Recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in 1998. That is some Archers of Loaf here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? You're like, Mockster, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I'm still here. What else? I don't even know what else. Oh, before that, from the Revenge album. It was TSOL, The True Sounds of Liberty, doing Nothing for You. Also played some Velvet Underground, title track from the White Light, White Heat release from the Velvets. Leaving Trains in there with a Creeping Coastline of Lights. I want to tell you, I pulled that off the Well Down Blue Highway album that came out back in 1984. Before the Leaving Trains, some New Pornographers. Well, Letter to an Occupant, the song that put them on the map, at least here in Pittsburgh, thanks to your good friends here at WRCT. That might have been 98 as well. Nope, 2000. 2000, I was close. 98, 2000, you just round up by that time. You know, we do have a mock to get to, but first, before we get to the mock, how about this important message?
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Marvin Banks of Art. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician, priest, why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls!
You think he's acting, but he's not, his name is Mark, thanks a lot!
My name is Mark, thanks a lot, I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot, he looks so cool, but he's hot.
Together in the hope of saving me, in the hope of saving me. Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of the graveyard. It's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with white wolves around.
From his 1973 solo debut, Brian Ferry, wrapping up that first set of music with his cover of the Bob Dylan penned A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Also played some Wilco in there from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot with a camera. The Beta Band gave us Dry the Rain. Pulled that off of the 3 EPs release they put out, and started the entire set with this dude named Lou Reed. Yeah, Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. People call me the Mockster, so my name is Mock. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program, so you can't call me Mock as long right now as you normally would if it was a regularly live Friday night show. But yeah, just want to let you know, that's what we're doing. That is what we're doing, is we are taking part of, well, we're actually taking my show from Friday, February 25th of 2022. And we're going to play parts of that, including the mock, which comes up top of the hour. And then I'm taking other songs from that show and replaying them for you in like a little abridged version called the Viva La Mock radio program Encore. Hey, gotta remind you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's included on the breakfast menu? Things like power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that can really feed the mind and goes well with milk. It's Sunday nights at 11 p.m. here on WRCT, and he has an encore performance Thursdays at 1. I'm feeling a little hungry, so why not have some breakfast for dinner right now?
Oh, up with a book and a drink. Is that love that's making you think? You made my bed the finger points. Now is that love the more you cool down? The easier love is found. Now that is love.
That is the band Spy Genius doing their version of the classic Squeeze tune, Is That Love. Pulled that off their Blow Their Covers release, which came out within the last year, actually, a bunch of cover songs. So, of course, it gets the attention of the Mockster. Speaking of releases that came out within the last year, this one came out within the last 6 weeks, probably. Brand new Elvis Costello and the Imposters before the Spy Genius. The new name. The name of the new album is called The Boy Named If. Penelope Halfpenny is the track that you heard. Also played something from Lanny Flowers' brand new disc, literally out now. It is out. It just came out. Album's called Flavor of the Month. You got to hear Where Did All the Fun Go? It started off the entire set. From, I think, 1978. Some XTC asking, is this pop? Is it? Indeed, the secret answer is yes. Yes, it is. This is also me, the Mockster. So this is Mock. You know, you can reach me on a Friday night. If you're listening to my show on a Friday night, you can reach me in the studio by calling the request line any other night, day, evening, morning. You got to use the email because I'm not in the studio at those points. Like right now, I'm not in the studio. I'm just going to tell you that. So don't call. But you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. Gar out in West Mifflin actually did that. He said, Mockster, I got to let you know that we have just passed the anniversary of the birth of George Harrison, and I'd love it if you could play my favorite George Harrison song. And then he was like, but I know you, and you're probably going to play a George Harrison cover. So then he actually gave me suggestions of covers of that song that maybe I should play, which I appreciate. I totally do appreciate. You know what's going to happen? He's right. I am going to play a cover of that song. But I'm not going to play any of the covers he suggested, because maybe he's never heard this one. Gar, have you heard this one? It's Pete Greenwood doing Savoy Truffle.
Cream tangerine and tangerine. Gonna fill your hands.
That's Versus doing their version of ELO's Shangri-La. Wrapping up really kind of a quick set of music there for you. Felt compelled to play that one because Gar, who requested the song before that, which was Savoy Truffle, originally done by the Beatles, penned by George Harrison, but I played the Pete Greenwood version. He emailed me from the Shangri-La of southwestern Pennsylvania, and we know that as West Mifflin. Hey, how about some more music of this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program after this quick message?
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We should probably get back into more music, right? Right? You know, by law, we've got to play a certain number on amount of Canadian artists. That's the law. Wait, no, that's the law in Canada. That's not the law here. But why not play yet another Canadian artist? New pornographers.
Not a lot of fun.
Inside out, my nose is always cold. Am I still 24 or am I still?
Recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in 1998. That is some Archers of Loaf here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? You're like, Moxer, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I'm still here. What else? I don't even know what else. Before that, from the Revenge album. It was TSOL, the True Sounds of Liberty, doing Nothing for You. Also played some Velvet Underground, title track from the White Light, White Heat release from the Velvets. Leaving Trains in there with a Creeping Coastline of Lights. I want to tell you, I pulled that off the Well Down Blue Highway album that came out back in 1984. Before the Leaving Trains, some New Pornographers. Well, Letter to an Occupant, the song that put them on the map, at least here in Pittsburgh, thanks to your good friends here at WRCT. That might have been 98 as well. Nope, 2000. 2000, I was close. 98, 2000, you just round up by that time. You know, we do have a mock to get to, but first, before we get to the mock, how about this important message?
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks of Art. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest, why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls!
You think he's acting, but he's not, his name is Mark, thanks a lot!
My name is Mark, thanks a lot, I'm the palace I'm used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name
is Mark, thanks a lot. Hey kids, oh. It's time for Uncle Mike's Counting Chip.
Enough to give in the hope of saving me. alive.